Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I, of course, am Chris Ann. So let's discuss the weekly psychic predictions for the week of December 17th to December 24th, 2023. Okay, last week to get all your shopping done. For those of you that do last minute shopping, I do not. But for those of you that do, this is your last week. So maybe I can give you some ideas and the things as we talk through this episode. First of all, let's pull some cards and see what the predictions are going to be. Now, I like to always use different decks. When it strikes, I like to use different decks. This week, we are doing Oracle of the Shapeshifters by Lucy Cavendish, who I love. Artwork by Jasmine Beckett Griffith, who I absolutely adore. So check this deck out, Oracle of the Shapeshifters. Really, really cool. If you know, you know. Any deck by Lucy Cavendish I love, and any artwork by Jasmine Beckett Griffith I love. I have a lot of her artwork around my room as we speak. So this one is the Shapeshifters deck. Now, you know, I talk about a lot of these different decks every week. And yes, you can get an actual card deck like I have in front of me. You can hear me shuffling it. But you can also get these decks as apps on your phone. So check that out too. It's much cheaper to buy the app, but if you're like me and you like to do readings for other people, you want to have the actual cards and you like shuffling the cards and all that fun stuff, then get the card. But if you're really like me, you have the card and the app on your phone. You are forewarned. All right, so let's get to the cards. I'm going to pull three cards for this week. First card is the Snake Princess, and this card represents the serpentine path to power. Now, you can certainly derive many different things from a serpentine of power. You know, there's a lot of different sort of, I don't know, takes that you can have on this particular card. But you know, the other thing is this is all about being who you are. This is owning who you are, daring to be who you are. Let's just say that also. Daring to be you. It's all about being the goddess that you are and embracing that in any form that you are. You know, goddess isn't just applicable to being in a female form. You can be in a male form and still embrace your inner goddess. It's all about embracing who you are and having the ability to speak your truth, having the ability to embrace who you are and speak who you are also. So when this card comes up, it is saying, don't allow your fears and other words from other people to stop you from doing what it is that you want to do. You have the ability to speak it. You have the ability to own it. You have the ability to heal and move forward. This is also saying, yes, it is okay to remember the ways of the ancestors and that sort of energy that came before us, but it's also wonderful to embrace who you are in the moment and moving forth with that as well. When this card comes up, it's also really good to recognize if there's things that have happened in the past that you don't need to hold on to, this is the time that you can sort of shed your skin and move on, because this is that serpentine path to power. You know, there's a snake within this card. So it's all about embracing who you are, but shedding what doesn't work for you to move on to be who you are, the goddess that you are. That's a lot of work, but that's what this week's going to be all about. Cool. Okay. Oh, I like this card. So this is Snow White and her animal friends. So the last card had the snake in it. This one has the forest friends in it. And this is all about you inspire trust and you inspire confidence. Maybe for everybody else, but don't forget that you can inspire yourself for those things as well. Recognize what it is that you bring to the table. When you are of inspiration to others, own it, recognize it. Don't forget the important role that you play within the team or just the team of one. Don't forget that you have the ability to inspire, have trust, and have confidence in yourself as much as you inspire it in others. The very last card, oh, it's Poseidon's daughter. So she's a mermaid. And it says, you have been given everything that you need. Oh, I love that. Meaning it's all already within you. You need to search inward to maybe do some healing because we already had some healing card come up. Maybe look within yourself for some healing. Love that. But also, what is the knowledge that you carry? What is the gifts that you have? What are the things that you bring to the table? The last card was trust and confidence, but this is even more things that you bring to the table, and you need to sit down and recognize what is that. And you know, that's a really important card as we are coming to the end of this calendar year, moving into the next calendar year. That's a really important card to recognize. You have everything that you need within you. And what is that? What is it that you have within you? Really powerful, really, really powerful. That might be one that is good for you to meditate on and take notes and write down what is it that you bring to the table. It's important for you to recognize what are your gifts and what are your goals going forward with those gifts. I like that. I like that that card came up. Okay, the next one that we are going to is we have some crystals for this week. And you know, it's kind of interesting the crystals that we have for this week, actually. believe it or not, it sometimes they overlap with the cards that we have, and sometimes they don't. And that's okay. I'm looking at these cards as, yeah, very interesting with what we have going forward. The first crystal that we have, it's Apache Tears, and that is an obsidian. Apache Tears, the ancient myths say that these stones hold the tears of the Apache Indian women who fought to their death. It is an obsidian, so very, very interesting stone too. It can provide you with strength and stamina, and it can help you to recover from depression, sadness, and grief, but it's also a protection stone to help you against negative energy. So if we're going to be protecting ourselves from negative energy and we want to work through that, we want to carry the stone on our left-hand side. If you recall, the left-hand side brings the energy in, the right-hand side lets the energy out. If we're going to be working on releasing depression, fear, sadness, we want to carry the stone on the right-hand side. Yes, if you are working on both things, it is okay to have two stones, one on either side. Apache Tears is also good for psychic protection, as well as negative energy protection, all of that. And it can be a very overlooked stone, actually. You know, some just sort of, it's a black stone, and it, there's 50 gazillion black stones out there. Sometimes it gets overlooked for just being, it doesn't look like it's fancy. It doesn't look like it's powerful. Trust me, it's a powerful stone. It's a great one to work with. And that's Apache Tears. Primarily, I'm using that on the left-hand side. And if I'm wearing jewelry, it doesn't matter. If I'm wearing a pendant, it's in the middle. It will do what it needs to do. The next stone that we're going to go to is blue topaz. Blue topaz helps with communication. It is a great throat chakra stone. Any of your blue stones are going to help you with communication. But this one is helping you with communication of visions and help when it comes to wisdom that you need to impart on others. It's really good for calming your busy mind. It is helping you to think through maybe difficult concepts, to be able to sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel of those concepts. It helps you to focus and have memory retention. It helps expressing your feelings, your needs, and your desires. It is great for meditation because it can help bring in that calm energy that you need to have in order to properly meditate. Blue topaz is also one that helps you to communicate with your spirit guides and your angels. It can be really good for migraines and headaches as well. I do have a big chunk that I keep on my desk. So primarily this is going to be carried or worn on the left hand side. The next stone is fire opal. Ooh, do I love Mexican fire opal. I own quite a few pieces of Mexican fire opal. Predominantly, this one is easier to find in jewelry. Not super cheap. I mean, you can get reasonable pieces, but mostly you're going to see Mexican fire opal in jewelry. Well, there's a fire opal from other places as well. I like the Mexican fire opal. It awakens your deepest passions and desires. It enhances the intensity of a sexual experience with your partner. It increases your sex drive and your sensuality. This is not exactly why I like it, but it's a bonus. Let me add all that in. Now that I've said how much I like it. Oh, I should have. Never mind. Should have put a little warning with that one. But anyways, Mexican fire opal also boosts your kundalini energy. So if you're working on igniting your kundalini, definitely work with Mexican fire opal. It helps you to overcome shyness. That's why I use it. Mexican fire opal brings the energy of having fun and being playful and curious to all aspects of your life. So you can go forth on new adventures within your life. It is a great fertility stone. So if you need that, Mexican fire opal is a great one to have in the bedroom. I would definitely put it on the left-hand side of the bed, stick a piece under the bed. Wear a piece on the left-hand side of your body or wear a pendant. It balances your chi energy. And it also helps you to connect with your inner child as well. It's a bit of a fiery stone. It's a fun stone to work with. It has great energy. As an Aries, I embrace the fire energy within the stone. And for me, it's a really cool stone to work with. And it has a beautiful orange to it, as well as other colors, because it's an opal. So, the last stone that we're going to talk about is Vivianite. Vivianite stimulates both the physical and emotional healing that you may have had from past abuse or trauma. It helps you to properly set your goals and be very focused on what your intention is, what your focus is, what your goal is, what's the light at the end of the tunnel. Vivianite will help you with that. It helps you to have an inspiration for life and an inspiration for what your goals are to achieve them. It helps you move through that ego to the mind and the heart. It teaches divine love, and it can help manifest love of your own heart, manifest love of others, but manifest self-love as well. And it can increase free radicals within the body, alignment of the spine, and helps with the eyes as well. Once again, I'm not a medical practitioner. I'm just telling you how crystals have worked for me. Please don't use crystals in place of prescribed treatment from your practitioners. So those are our four stones for this week. Let's go into the angel of the week. The angel of the week is angel of inner worth. This angel is stepping forward so we can appreciate who we are in this moment, because who we were yesterday is very different than who we are right now. Embracing who we are in the moment, oh, it's just so important. And it's really freeing if you think about it. Because if you're so worried about with who you were yesterday, you can't appreciate who you're going to be tomorrow. But let's just appreciate who we are in the moment today. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow, and I'm not going to worry about yesterday. I'm hopefully not going to worry about today either, frankly. Let's just take a deep breath and appreciate who we are in the moment. So, Angel of Inner Worth is coming in to help us to realize our inner worth, our self-worth, to learn to respect ourselves, be able to be aware of our inner light. What is it that we radiate into the world? What is it that we bring to the world? We talked about that in the cards that we just pulled a few moments ago. Don't worry about what others do, think, or say. We are who we are in the moment, remember, and that's what we really need to recognize. So don't wait for tomorrow to recognize who you are today. You need to respect yourself, celebrate yourself, and recognize who you are in the moment. So that's the angel for the week, the angel of inner worth. Oh my gosh, we have just been moving right along on this podcast. So I will mention, check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same spelling as the name of the podcast. I have a lot of decks, a lot of crystals, and of course, I have a lot of my psychic readings that are there. If you would like a gift certificate, I sell gift certificates. You can just purchase a reading, let me know that you would like it as a gift certificate. You can message me through the website or give me a call. The phone number is there on the website. You can text me, whatever. Just you can reach out. If you're on social media with me, you can reach out that way as well. I do gift certificates for the readings. I do local pickup. So if you're in the Wells, Maine area, you want to pick up a deck, you want to pick up some crystals, some artwork, a lot of that is on there. So check that out on the website. It's Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, all spelled out. I know it's really long. So Elemental Energies with ChrisAnn.com. So check that out, see if there's anything you need. I am available this week if you need to do some local pickup or you need me to meet you locally. I am available for that. So check that out. I've got a lot of classes on my website, and I'm really excited that I'm going to be doing a show this coming spring in the Portland, Maine area. Once there's a more definitive date and definitive location, I will certainly pass that information along. I will be speaking at the event, I will be doing readings at the event, and I will be selling my artwork, my crystals, my decks, all my goodies that I bring to shows. This is going to be my first show in almost 4 years. So I'm very much looking forward to it. I love my speaking engagements as well as, oh, doing readings and meeting everybody. It's always a lot of fun. So pay attention. I'm going to be putting that information out on social media and on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all of you listening. I appreciate the great feedback that I get as well. So thank you. I get wonderful feedback from a lot of you. It's very flattering and it's very honoring. So thank you all so much for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care and be free.